Reno's first soccer team already has a loyal and growing fan base. Our bilingual reporter, Stephanie Serrano, explores why.
A sea of blue and yellow stops traffic down Virginia Street as fans bang drums, wave flags, and chant at the top of their lungs. Once in the stadium, they find their designated seats, but they don't sit down. The atmosphere is contagious.
It's that feeling of being a family that really makes it amazing.
That's Laura Moreno, a self-described soccer fanatic and a die-hard member of the Battle Born Brigade, Reno's first soccer fan club. Every game day, the Brigade meets at the iconic Believe sign at Reno City Plaza, 1 hour before kickoff. From there, about 50 or more people march through town into the Greater Nevada Field, home to both the Aces and the city's first professional soccer team, Reno 1868 FC.
Please welcome to the field, Vancouver Whitecaps 2 and your Reno 1868 Football Club!
In soccer, 90 minutes in a set quarter section, it doesn't seem long enough. It's 90 minutes of pure, beautiful sound of chanting, of excitement. It's hard to describe without actually like, here, come with me, because the minute somebody new comes into our group, we're like, oh, here's a chant sheet, here's one of our scarves.
If you haven't been to a soccer game before, you'll notice the fans wear scarves in support of their team. This is a tradition you'll often see in European games as well. But before fans gear up, the players have business to take care of at practice.
Alright, hey, so here we go. Hey, it's 8v8 in here. Plus three neutrals. Right. Anytime it goes into a neutral player.
Ian Russell is in his first head coaching position with Reno 1868 FC. Prior to this, he was an assistant coach for the San Jose Earthquakes, Reno's MLS affiliate.
Yeah, I was excited. You know, I knew when the San Jose Earthquakes were starting this team up that I'd be interested in this job. And I think there's been a lot of youth soccer here. And just the fact that they have a professional team now is really good for the community and the city.
Dolan Auto Group is proud to support the Walkout Kids program for our children here in Northern Nevada.
There are four soccer clubs in Northern Nevada for adults and kids as young as five. Reno's professional players understand that they are role models for this younger generation.
For me, it's a humbling experience because I know that, you know, at one point I was a kid and I was looking up to my dad and to his teammates, and I was like, wow, they're my idols. You know, these guys are amazing. I want to be like them.
Junior Burgos is 28 years old and one of the most experienced players on the team. He was the first player in Cal Poly's soccer history to be drafted to the major leagues, but his legacy really starts more than 1,600 miles away.
So I was born in El Salvador and I came over when I was 12. It was tough. You know, when you're a kid, you always think about the United States like Disneyland and all kind of, you know, happy country. And when I came here, I didn't know any English, so when I first enrolled into school, I think that was like my biggest challenge because I didn't know how to talk to the other kids. But, you know, I always play soccer, so like that kind of always allowed me to be myself, you know.
Burgos also plays for his national team, El Salvador, and his ability to speak two languages helps him connect with his fans.
I think they identify themselves with me because if I hear them speak Spanish, I speak Spanish back, and It's a good way to connect with the community and to be able to let them know that like us Spanish players like are able to represent them, that you know you can succeed in a different country whether you speak English or not, and they really look up to that and they respect that a lot.
Before each game, Burgos says he hangs up a rosary made of flower petals in his locker, given to him by his grandmother. He says a prayer, eats a chocolate caramel bar, and heads to the field.
I kind of reach out to God and let him know that I'm here to do my job, to take direction the best way possible, and that nobody gets hurt, that everybody comes out here and has a good time, and the best team wins, and that's always what I do every game.
For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.
Stephanie Serrano is a student reporter with Noticiero Móvil, a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada, produced by the Reynolds School of Journalism.